Hi, my name is Parker Blacklock, and I will be reviewing The Human Body, A Book with Guts, by Dan Green. I enjoyed this book because it explains complicated bodily structures, such as the respiratory system, in a simple and easy-to-understand manner. If you think you may want a career in the medical field, or just enjoy learning new things, this is the book for you.
My name is Timothy Whitehead, and my book is Lightning. The Lightning Thief is about Percy Jackson's magical life. It all started on a school's field trip to a Greek mythology museum, where his dyslexia reveals to him a name. After his nemesis teacher turns on him, he is sent to a camp to keep him protected, but on the way, the unexpected happens. Read the book to find out what happens.
Million Dollar Putt by Dan Gutman. Edward Bogard, Bogey for short, is a 13-year-old blind boy who lives in Hawaii with his widowed father. Though blind, he rides a bike, parasails, and plays guitar. When he decides to take up golf, he has to enlist the aid of his neighbor, a young girl named Birdie. As their friendship develops, it turns out that Bogey also has the driving touch of a professional golfer. Someone anonymously enters him into a golf tournament, and the two join forces to try to win the $1 million prize.
Hello, my name is Alan Arliano, and I will be giving a synopsis on the book Magnus Chase and the Gods of Asgard. Magnus Chase and the Sword of Summer is written by Rick Riordan. It is a fast-paced, adventurous, and exhilarating book to read. The book is about a mortal who is homeless. Is a homeless 16-year-old whose mom died by wolves. He later finds out that he is connected to the Norse gods of Asgard. He also finds out that he is the son of one of the gods, and he is then cursed to be involved in a prophecy that may cause the destruction of the world, Ragnarok. Read to find out more.
Hi, my name is Bradley Rhodes, and I will be telling you about the book A Long Walk to Water. The book has two stories in one book. The first one is about a 12-year-old boy named Salva who is in the Sudan Civil War. The other story is about a girl named Naya who travels far to get water for her family. If you want to read a book with action, this is the book for you.
Hi, my name is Camila Garcia, and I will be reviewing the book Long Walk to Water by Linda Sue Park. Long Walk to Water is a novel that was published in 2010. It tells two stories, one of a true person, and his name is Salva Dutt. He is from the Dinka tribe, and one day when he was at school, a war appeared out of nowhere. Salva ran into the bushes away from his family. With nowhere to go, will Salva survive and be reunited with his family? We may never know. The second story is fictional. It is a girl named Naya, and the story is about her trying to get water every day, but she has to walk 8 hours to get it. Her family is far from the nearest pond, and she has to make two trips from the pond every day to support her family. One day she finds out that there will be a school built for little boys and girls. Naya was overjoyed. Naya went to go talk to the man that was building the school. He introduced himself as well as Naya, and she thanked him. You're probably wondering, who is that man? Well, you have to read to find out.
Hello everyone, my name is Agugo Mahan, and I'll be talking about the book Maximum Ride by James Patterson. The book is about the journey of a flock of flying humans fleeing to safety from a terrorist group called the Erasers, or basically mystical people who kidnap you and examine you and your powers. Then they would jail you or persecute you for life. The names of the flock are Maximum Ride, Angel, Gazzy, Iggy, Nudge, and Fame. They live in the school with their instructor who secretly works for this guy named Jeb and his mutated son Ari. Maximum, or Max, the brave one, decides that it is too dangerous to stay with and the instructor. With their first Thanksgiving coming up, Iggy's parents on TV and etc., the rest of the flock suggests that they should stay. In the meantime, Max and Finn go around to find Iggy's parents. When they find the address, they break the news to Iggy. He wasn't surprised because he heard it on TV too. Turns out that his parents wanted to sell him on TV to make money. He reports back just in time to fight against the erasers. What will ever happen to the flock? Will they be able to find safety away from the school? Or face their tragedy against the erasers?